The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf is being studied. The Ilu Nishmat Morzekinir be Yosef ben Sarav be Abraham ben Esther and Hashem Nihem be Gan Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Asher Imam. Moshe ben Dina be Sarav bat Rachel be Sarah Ruhama bat Rachel be Rabbi Pinhas.
Chaim
Pinhas.
Ben Yuspa.
Ben Yuspa she'overet nituah hayom. Ena refer lahem. Ena refer lahem. Ena refer lahem. Fatanim 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 kerabal abo v'chen yinasom v'nomar. Amen. Begin today's daf on Pevav Amud Rishon. And we are starting on the top line. We are in the sugya over here, trying to reconcile a statement from the Mishnah. We had an opinion in the Mishnah of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, in his actual languages, Yafer shemi yitgaresha uti asura alav. The case was talking about of a lady that she said that her ma'asi adayim are going to be forbidden and her services are going to be forbidden to the husband. So we said that really he doesn't have to be mefir in such a case because there's a shi'abud that she has towards the husband to serve him and give the ma'asi adayim. Oh, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, but still he should make kafara. Why do you have to make kafara? L'chaura the neder is not hal. No, because shem yitgarsha. Maybe he's going to get divorced to her. Once he gets divorced to her, so now the neder is going to be hal. And now what if he wants to remarry her? He's not going to be able to remarry her because the Ran points out, you cannot remarry somebody on a condition that she cannot serve you because it's automatically, eventually she's going to serve you. She's going to pour you something to drink. She's going to make the bed and something like that. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, make hafara now. Not that you need the hafara for now. You need it in the event that there's going to be divorce and it comes back. So now the she'ilah is like this, but that's a davar shlo ba'al olam, which means you're making a hafara on an event that did not happen yet. Now, there's a big subject on, are you allowed to be makdish davar shlo ba'al olam? Are you allowed to sanctify something that did not come into the world yet? And as a matter of fact, Shmuel himself said, halakazak Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, which is mashma, you can't be makdish davar shlo ba'al olam. You can consecrate something that did not come into the world yet. The divorce did not come into the world yet. They're still married. So you're doing something now for a future event that did not happen yet. That's not a problem. The problem is that Rabbi Yochanan ben, that Shmuel himself, although he was so sick like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he also was prosecuting Rabbi Yochanan Sandlar. In a different case, Rabbi Yochanan Sandlar clearly said, you cannot be Magdish Davar Shtobah La'olam. You cannot do something now for the for the future that didn't come into the world yet. Oh, so then the question then is, how do you reconcile Shmuel? Make up your mind. You know, why in this case of you prosecuting Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, which is Mashmah, Ken Magdish, but in the other end, you were prosecuting Rabbi Yochanan Sandlar, which is Mashmah, in a Magdish Davar Shtobah La'olam. The Gemara went back and forth to try to reconcile these two shittot over here. And at this point we were holding, we were not able yet to square it off. Now, what the Gemara is going to basically do on this daf, it's going to try to find an analogy why it should be okay. Why it's not considered Magdish Tavar Shelo Ba'al Olam, which is really Shmuel is going to say, you cannot be Magdish Tavar Shelo Ba'al Olam. You can't be Magdish. But this case is different. And the Gemara is going to come along and try to find a similar case. Like just like you can do it over here, and it's not considered Magdish Tavar Shelo Ba'al Olam. So this case also is considered it's considered okay. And the Gemara is going to keep on adjusting the analogy. No, it's not a fair analogy. And it's not a good analogy. Until it gets to the final analogy, and it's going to give the final answer why it's okay. Why it's not a problem of the Tavar Shelo Ba'al Olam. Why it's considered Ba'al Olam. And the basic answer is going to have to do with something with she's doing it. She's not being osir her ma'asi Adam. She's osiring her hands. Now her hands themselves are in the world. Now, again, but she's not all sitting her hands now. She's only all sitting her hands after she gets divorced and kicks in. Because she cannot all sit her hands now on the husband because even though her hands are in the world, there's a sharmud. She has to serve the husband. So still it's a future type of situation. But I will explain exactly how it could be all sitting something now and not for it to kick until an event that didn't happen yet takes place. Which we'll wait for the Gemara. But now we're going to give some analogies to see exactly what it's similar to. So the Gemara begins like this. Amar Rav Ela. Uma ilu omer lahavero. Let's say a guy tells his friend. Top line. Guy tells his friend. Sadeh zu she'ani mochel lecha. Right, this sadeh that I'm going to sell you. L'ksh'ikahenna mimcha. When I buy it back from you. Takdish. It should be Kodesh, which is the guy's holding a field. Right? So he tells him, listen, I'm going to sell you this field. But I'm telling you from now, when I buy it back from you, it's going to be Kodesh. So the Gemara says, Milo Kidsha. Doesn't everybody hold that he has the right to do that? Doesn't he have a right to say it, that it's going to be Kodesh? And we don't consider that Davar Shelo Ba'al HaOlam? And therefore, just like you don't consider that case Davar Shelo Ba'al HaOlam, this case also, where the lady's coming along to say, I want to Magdish Mai Ma'asa Yadayim, and it'll be Kodesh Lekshi Garsha, that should be similar to this case. Now let's see exactly what the analogy is. So look at the Ran. The Ran speaks out good. Amar Avila, first Ran, Oma, Ilua Omele Havero. Get the case good. This field that I'm going to sell you, so he's holding the field now. The field's in his domain. I'm going to sell it to you, but when I buy it back, let it be Kodesh. Milo Kacha, isn't it Kodesh? Now, why is Rabbi Ila so certain that it's Kodesh, by the way? He takes it for granted. Oh, Pashut is going to be Kodesh. Why is he so Pashut? He didn't know this, and he doesn't have a source from it. Ela sevarad denafshek amar. He just said it from logic. What's the logic? The vaday kitcha. For sure, it's going to be considered kodesh. Why? Umedame lehachi dinihi the vaday svidle the tamad kitcha min shibirushutoi akshav dehakeshem machati lecha iu gufe mode de lo kitcha. Which means at this point over here, when he's making the whole condition, he didn't sell it to him yet. So it's still in his jurisdiction at the time that he's making this whole stipulation. Which is saying, when I sell it to you and buy it back, good, but at the time that he's saying this whole business, he's holding the field. When I say kunam neficha, which is the case of the Mishnah, which is coming along and saying, you know, you're not going to have an af from my mouth yet, and that's what the lady's telling the husband. Lehadamya. Right. If a guy comes along and says, the field that I sold you should be Kodesh. No, that's already out of your possession. That you cannot say. Finish. You sold it. It's out of your possession. Everything belongs to the buyer. Which means, in this case over here, the ma'aseh yadayim is like the field. Which means the ma'aseh yadayim are in her possession. True, she has to give it to the husband, but bottom line, they're in her domain, and it's even better than the case of the field. Why? Adif minesh shebiyado lagdish akshav. In this case over here, the guy was selling the field, let's say. It's in mamash in his domain. Kunam de isha name it behad sad the maliuta to femisade. Mishum de besade ben sha'atek de sholish achi ahul, danuchiki ahena yez manchestade yosem reshut magnish le gamri. Which means, in the case of the field, it has one deficiency. And what is that deficiency? The guy made it a stipulation, right? From the time that he made his stipulation to the time it's going to be hal, it left his domain. There was a time that it left his domain because he said, when I sell it to you and buy it back. Right now it's his. But there was a moment there where it left his domain, and then it came back. So there was a moment there where he was not in control. However, but by the lady, the ma'aseh adayim, it was always by her. It's always by her domain. Which means, just like in the case of the field, you want to tell me that since it was in his domain, right? The field was his. So he made a stipulation, right? When I buy it back from you, even though this has a deficiency in this case. What's the deficiency? That it left his possession momentarily when he sold it. Then he gets it back. It's going to be Kodesh. And still you're telling me it's Kodesh. Because Sheken, in the case of the lady, where in this case over here, what? She has her Ma'asi Adayim. She's married. Ma'asi Adayim, right? So the Ma'asi Adayim technically are in her domain. Now, true, she has to give it to the husband. But she can make a stipulation that what? That the Ma'asi Adayim that I'm gonna make, when I get divorced, so therefore, it comes back to me, right? I'm not going to give you any hana'ah, and it'll be halak shigir shinna. In that case over there, the ma'aseh always stayed by her. So therefore, in our hands, which means if in the case of a field where it's able to work, where he lost possession for a while, so certainly in this case with the Ma'asei Adayim, we're by her the whole time, she could affect it for the future. Listen to the way they explain it over here. Rav Ilah considers the situation equivalent to that of a woman consecrating her hands for when she will be divorced. Again, she's doing it in the hands, by the way. She's not saying Ma'asei Adayim, it has to be Ba'olam. She's consecrating her hands. It is true that the field is under the jurisdiction of the consecrated at the time he utters the vow, whereas the woman's hands are under the jurisdiction of her husband. But on the other side, the woman owns her actual hands throughout. Understand the difference? Which means here, the hands belong to her. True, the ma'asei yadayim might belong to the husband, but the point is her hands never leave her to shoot. And since her hands are always under the shoot, this rabbi's contention is that the Ma'asei Yadayim will be able to be hal after she becomes litgarsha. Okay, I repeat you Rav Ilah one more time. I want to be crystal clear. A guy comes along and says, you see this field that I own? I'm going to sell it to you. When I buy it back from you, it's going to be Kodesh. Okay, what's the deen? Kidsha. It's Kodesh. What is Kodesh? Nothing happened yet. It's the Vashal Ba'al Olam. No, it's not the Vashal Ba'al Olam. Because bottom line, at the time that he did it, made this whole stipulation, he's holding it. Okay? So to a lady. At the time that she made the stipulation, her hands are hers. She's holding her hands. Now, and if what she's saying, what? My Ma'asei Yadayim, these hands over are going to be Asur to you. Now, even though she wants it to be Hal after, it's not going to be Hal now because there's a Shabur on the hands. But it'll be Hal after the divorce. So he's saying, that's a fair equivalency to this case over here. It's even better in one sense. Because in this case over here, when he made the stipulation, the field left him for a while. We had no jurisdiction, then it came back. Here, at least her hands are always us. Her hands always belong to us. So they were just like over there, you can make kidsha le'ahazeman. So over here, she can make the kiddush on the hands le'ahazeman. That's the equivalent. Manah says, no. Matkif la Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yirmiyah says, I have a question. Midame. Could you compare it? Sadezu she'ani mocher lecha hashta biyadehi. Isha biyada lagdish ma'asei yadeha. He doesn't buy the Bialazic analogy. He says like this. Big difference. The case of the field, it's my field. I own the field. But you're right. Yadayim she owns. But what's it mean yadayim she owns? Parman, at this point, the ma'asei yadayim goes to the husband. So therefore, she's married. So there was a big, big, big difference. You cannot compare me a case where a guy who owns the field, can do anything he wants with the field. So then at that time, he can make a stipulation. Listen, when I sell it and I buy it back, it'll be Kodesh, because it's his to do whatever he wants. Now, think of the lady. You're right, her hands are here. Or your hands are subject to the husband already. So then you don't even own your hands for what you're making the stipulation. No analogy. The Ran speaks out. I look at the first white line in the Ran. It's not similar. The Dilma Haitza Diika Besadele Ma'aliyuta the Matzim Magdish Le Behashta Adif Tefeh. Yeah. You know what the difference is? In the field, he can make it Kodesh right now, by the way. If he wants to, this field is in his possession now. Could the lady make her hands Kodesh right now? No. So there was a big difference. Ma'usa Diika Beisha de Gufa Biyadau. The Mai Nafka Mina, given the Lo Matzile Soshi Aon Esura Akshav, Ach Tkadesh. Halo Damia Ella. Oh, so the Gemara is going to give it another analogy, which means, he's saying, no, don't compare it. The case of the field is much better. You know why? Because bottom line, since I can make it Kodesh now, I can make it Kodesh maybe later. But by the Yadayim, could she make it Kodesh now, the Yadayim? No way. And you want to talk about Yadayim are in a possession. In a possession for what? She still owes everything to the husband at this point. So therefore, since she cannot make it Kodesh now, who says maybe she can make it Kodesh later? So if you want to make a fair analogy, he says it'll be more analogous to the following case. Halo Damya. Guy tells his friend, the field that I sold you, when I buy it back from you, takdish, right? Let it be Kodesh. Which means, if you want to compare it to any case, it's domet to a case where it shouldn't be Kodesh. It should be a case where what? Where the guy sold the field already, where it's out of his possession. Now, we all agree, if it's out of his possession, and he comes along and says, oh, when I buy it back, it'll be Kodesh, no good. It's not in his possession. No. That's the similar case of the lady. She's making something Kodesh that's out of her possession. So therefore, it should not even be hal at all. So therefore, don't compare it at all to fields. If anything, the comparison is going to teach you it's not an edir. And therefore, it should not be hal after the gerushin. Just like a fellow cannot make a neder, a kodesh, he cannot say, the field that I sold you, when I buy it back. What do you mean? You don't even have it now. It's not yours. That's the similar case of the lady. She's making something, kunam, on an item that's not in our domain. So the Gemara says, okay, fine, we accept that. Matkif, so we don't have an answer then. Matkif lara papa, midameh. He says, hold it. But the papa comes along and says, like, let's read it on. Oh, no, we're good. Matkif la rapapa, midameh. You're comparing it to a case of a field where you sold it. That's not a fair analogy. Where I sold it and then I want to come along and say, it's sold already. When I buy it back, it'll be Kodesh. That's not a good analogy. Why? Gabe zvina psika miltayu. Gabe isha mi psika milta. That's right. Which means by the field case, it's conclusive. But by the lady's case, is it conclusive? What's the Gemara's point? Look at the Ran. Matkif la papa midame gabe zvina psika milta. Nehi devadai shapir kadahit. You're right. You negated it. The leka le migbar isha mesadeh. You can't learn from a case of this field. Shani mochelecha de lo damian kedekamat. Avinu hachi. Maik de baik de mefshat de idak. He said, you want to learn the other way now. De lo chayil kunam dide. Dida mesadeh zu shemachati lecha leta. Everything is sold to the lokeh. He has no rights bechlal. Which means in this case, it's different. Which means like this. The Gemara wants to say like this. You want to compare this case of the lady? I'll give you a fair analogy. The analogy should be like a guy who sells a field. The field sold already. And he tells the guy who bought it, when I buy it back, it's going to be Kodesh. Buy it back. That's for sure not in your possession. That's the case of the lady. The lady, that's not in her domain. And she's saying, when I get divorced, you want to say it's going to be hal. So the Gemara says, no. Not fair analogy. You know why? Because I agree with that. In the case of the field, nothing is in his possession. So therefore, he cannot make it's conclusively out of his possession. It's sold by the guy. It's sold to the guy. Meshigah, in the case of the lady, her hands are hers. She has something here. Which you can't say she has nothing. Her hands are her hands, by the way. True, maybe what comes out of her hands has to go to the husband, but she's holding to something. So therefore, you cannot prove me that just like in a field, it's not going to work. By the lady, it's not going to work. If you want to compare it, maybe you got to compare it to the following case. So the Gemara says, "Halo dami, elo me lachavero." Maybe it's similar to a case like this. Sadezu shemashkanti lecha. The field that I collateralized to you, which means a guy, let's say, borrowed money from somebody. Okay, so the guy who borrowed the money collateralized a field. Now, this field over here is a collateral. If I don't pay you, you're going to go take it. So he says, "Sadezu shemeshkanti lecha lekishepadena." When I redeem it, mimcha takdish mi lo kicha. Oh, so therefore, now already we're getting closer to the analogy case, which means this is an interesting case. It's his, but it's not his. The field. See, it's like the lady. It's a quasi case, which means it's his field. Bottom line, because it's only collateralized, but. It's mortgaged out, and it's pledged. And what are we saying? It's Kodesh. Which means if the guy comes up and says, I am going to be Kodesh this field that I collateralized to you when I put it. Okay, good. So when I put, and we say what? It is Kodesh. So say the same thing by the lady. That she's holding her hands, but her hands are really like mortgaged to the husband. Right? So she has something, but it's mortgaged to the husband, so to speak. And what are we saying? We'll say that she could do such a thing. That's why it's considered kunam. That's why it works. Look at the Ran. The Ran says, look at these before you get to the wide lines. Right before the first wide line, the very wide line. V'adraba, ikal mefshat ha'kad dikidsha, me'omil ha'avro sadeh shemashkanti lecha. The actual field itself is in the Magdish's possession. Who ishana medikvata? Right? And then the lady is similar. Very good. Oh, so now the Gemara comes along and says, no, not a fair analogy. Matkif la Rav Shisha.
Bered Rav Idi. Midame. Sadeh biyado liftoto. Isha biyada litgaresh.
Which means, listen, this is really in my possession, by the way, this field. Even though it's collateralized, I'm able to bring it back to my possession totally. It's in my power. How? Pour this. Pay the loan back. Pay the loan back. This becomes yours totally. Mashiachin a lady. Is it in her power to get her hands back fully? The only way she get her hands back fully is to get a divorce. It's not in her hands to get a divorce. So although she has the hands, technically the hands are hers, but it's contingent on a divorce. So you want to, that's like a maskona. Hands are collateralized. Yeah, but it's a big difference. This guy's field that's sent as a collateral, he can bring it back to him. Mashiachin, this lady, it's not in her control to bring back her hands. Therefore, maybe it will not be considered a nedir. So the Gemara says, you're right, good question. Halo dam, if you want to compare it, it will be like this. Ela le'omer le'havero. Guy tells his friend, Sadeh zu shemashkanti lecha le'esir shanim. The field that I made a collateral for 10 years. It's a 10-year collateral. L'ch'ipadenna mimcha, when I redeem it, takdish. Mi lo kitcha. So the Gemara's havamina was, oh, so now within the 10 years, it's not in his ability to be podeh. Because he gave a 10-year collateral on it. So therefore, it's similar to the lady, where she has no rights right now to buy her hands back. So too over here, the guy has no rights. But the Gemara says, wait a minute. Mi dameh hatam kayitz. Isha mi itla kitzuta. Big difference. By the case of the field, after 10 years, he can do it, by the way. Now she's a lady, it's open-ended. She can never buy it back, right? So therefore, the Gemara, again, took a route in order to try to analyze why our Mishnah says, according to Yohanan ben Nuri, the neder is hal, even though it's a future event. So the Gemara tried to give analogies to fields that were sold, fields that were collateralized. Bottom line, the Gemara was not successful in bringing the proper analogy. So the Gemara says, Ela, Amar Rav Asher. Rav Asher comes along and says, right, Shani Kunnamot. The basic answer is, Nedarim are different. Why? Dechi kedusha taguf dameh. Nedarim have a status, what's called kedushat haguf. What does that mean? Let's say a person comes along to an animal. Harezu korban. Korban is called kedushat haguf. What does kedushat haguf mean? It's consecrated. You have to use that now for a korban. Or let's say I take an item, right? And I give it kedushat haguf. Now that item, you have to spend it. You have to use the money for a korban. That's the highest money. It's intrinsically kodesh. It's intrinsic kedusha. There's a lower level of kedusha called kedushat damim. I take an object and I consecrate it for its value. Okay, I sell the item, take the value, and give it to the Beit HaMikdash. Kedushat haguf is, like I said, an intrinsic item. Now, we learned many times in the Darim, when you say kunam really is you're making the item like a korban. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm consecrating, the item that has a din like, it's asur to be like a korban. That's considered kedushat haguf. Now, let's just read the top ran to see what this does for us. Ela amar av asher shani kunnamot de kedushat haguf damyan. Chare hen ki kedushat ha-mizbeach. Dechi hen ki de kodshe mizbeach en nem pidyon. You cannot redeem something that's kodesh for the mizbeach. Which means, if I consecrate an animal for the mizbeach, I can't come along and say, you know what? I want to transfer it. I want to make pidyon. No. It's kodesh for the mizbeach. It's intrinsic. Kach en pidyon lekunam. You cannot be podeh an item that you were made kunam. Shiye mutal lemi shenesar alav. Which means, unless you make, of course, a hafara or something like that, but intrinsically, there's no way to make a pidyon to take this, I'll give the value to something. No. וכיוון דקונם קדושת הגוף הוא, here's the key, מפקיע מידי שעבוד. A kunam has the ability to override an obligation, a shi'abud. Meaning, שום משורבדת לבעל. This lady of his משורבדת לבעל, she has to give a מעשי ידיים?
Yes.
She works, she has to give the money to the husband, yeah? A kunam breaks the shi'abud.
Wow.
וחייל. ומשומח היא פסק שמואל כדבי יוחנן בן נורי, Afal gav the svira lishma de ena da magnitiva shlo ba'al ha'olam. You're right. Even though svira logic cannot be magnitiva shlo ba'al ha'olam, mishum diide isha itnu ba'olam. Since the hands are here, umatzim mekdeshalu mekonam shum mafkiya midesh shi'bud. Bottom line, when she says these hands are going to be kodesh, this shi'bud is broken. Now, where do you see in Shas that a kunam, that a kedushat haguf item, can even break a shi'bud? I'll give you an example, just so you understand. I'm going to give three examples. I'll give you one just so you see what this does. Let's say I lent the guy money. I borrowed money from somebody. So the guy says, I want a collateral. I said, you know what? My ox, my shor is the collateral. Okay? That means he can come get payment from the shor if I don't pay. Right? And I made it like an apotiki. Apotiki means I'm collateralizing, which means this is the item designated specifically for the loan. Then I come along and say like this. It's still mine, by the way. I just put a collateral, but I'm the owner, right? I come along and say now, this shor of it is kodesh. I make it a korban. So I have a kunam now. This guy cannot take it as a collateral anymore. My kunam overrides the shi'bud to this guy. Correct. And therefore, he doesn't get it. That's the way kunam. Kunam is so powerful that now it's ready. This item is now designated for a korban. So now the guy comes, I want my short as the collateral. Sorry. What do you mean sorry? I made it kodesh already. What do you mean kodesh? But I was first. Doesn't matter. This kunam is able to even override. It's not kunam, but that's the case where you said it's a korban. But I'm telling you, kunam is like korban. When you say this item is asur, it's like a korban. So therefore, similarly, go slow. Similarly, when this lady says, my hands are kunam, that's what I'm saying, my hands are like a korban. Oh, your hands are like a korban? Therefore, it breaks the shi'bud. Now, you're going to ask me a simple question. If it breaks the shi'bud, so what do you have to say that he has to make kafara in the event that they get divorced? He has to make kafara right now. You broke the shi'bud right now. The whole case of the Mishnah was because in the event that they get divorced, it's going to go off. What do you talking about? You don't got to wait till they get divorced. The kafara should break it immediately. We'll wait for the Gemara. That's the Gemara's question. But let's see three examples where a kedushat haguf breaks a shi'bud. So Gemara says, El amar v'asher shani kodem odechi kedushat haguf dami uchtera ba'adamar ba'hekdesh hametz v'shehrur mafki'in midei shi'bud. Hekdesh is the case I told you with the shor, where the guy consecrated his ox, right? Even though he had it out for a loan, as a collateral, the law is once he consecrates it, he cannot take it from there. What's the case of hametz? Another case. Hametz she'avar alav Pesach. Right? The guy, a Jew. That's hametz in his possession on Pesach. What's the deen? Asur b'hana'ah. Okay? Goy's hametz, obviously, is not asur b'hana'ah. Okay, Adabah, that's the hametz that you can use, the goy's hametz. Now what happened? Look at the Ran. Hametz. We have the Ran, Dibur HaMetel Hametz. Yisrael sha'asa chemso apotiki. Right? The Jew borrowed money from the goy. He told the goy, my hametz is going to be the collateral. Lovet kim va'avar alav Pesach. Now already, Pesach passes now. Who owned the hametz? It's the Jews. What happens to the Jews' hametz after Pesach? Asur. Isur hametz mafkiyah shi'bud. Which means that now isur, the goy comes along and says, I want my hametz, please. Sorry. It's asur b'hana'ah. What do you mean asur b'hana'ah? You made a collateral to me. Doesn't matter. The isur of hametz shel alav Pesach, that overrides the shi'bud of the goy. Can I take it from there? Third case would be eved, shihrur. What is shihrur? Look at the Ran, shihrur. Asa avdo apotiki. A guy, again, same guy, borrowed money. So the lender says, I want a collateral. Okay, my Eved, you see this Eved over here, this Eved Kenani? The Eved over here is the collateral. If I don't pay, you can take the Eved. Then what does the guy do? He freezes Eved. So it says, V'shichruro love mishchurar, u'maveh goveh chavu makom aher. Which means, once already in mishchurar, the shichrur also has the ability to break a shi'bud. So again, we see three things over. We see Hekdesh breaks his shi'bud. That's the case of the shor. We see Isur. Hana'ah, like hametz, breaks the shi'bud. And we see shihrur, freeing a slave, also breaks a shi'bud. Good. Kunam is compared to which one of these three? Kunam is compared to the first one, hekdesh. When I say, let's go straight to the case of the lady. My hands over here are kunam. Meaning hands are here. You cannot have hana'a from my hands. I mean, she's making her hands like a korban. Hey, we said, wait it. You have to give your money to the husband. The kunam overrides the shamud. Very good. And that's why it's not considered davar shelo ba'la olam. Why? Because in kunamot she has a right to override the shamud. And therefore, let's go back to the case of the Mishnah, where Shimon was posik to be Hana ben Nuri. The case was what? My hands are kunam. So what did the Mishnah say? Yafir. You have to make kafara. Why? Not for now. Because in the event that they get divorced. Because once they get divorced, now already there's no shi'bud anymore. Hey, why do you have to say it? Because you're going to get divorced. You should be able to do it right now. So the Gemara says,
exactly. Why is that the language?
What do you have to wait till Shema Yigarshin? Just do it now. Make kafara now. Because she's mafkiya the shi'bud. So make kafara because you want to get the money. So Gemara says, "Tini ve'od shema yegarshena." Learn the Mishnah, and furthermore, they might get divorced. What does this mean? Ran ve'od shema yegarshena kamar mehashta name kaddish dekunam mafkia shemude. Really, it should work from now. Again, Ran mehashta name kaddish. The kunam mafkiya shemude deba. Really, the neder is hal now, because the kunam is able to override the shemud that she has to the baal. Ukshem timsel omar. But maybe you might come and tell me, the almua rabbanan the shemude debaal beodat tachtav. That what? Maybe you're going to come and tell me that the rabbis came along. And they strengthened the husband's shi'bud. Why? Which means, maybe the rabbis came along and said like this. I know the law. The law is, your kunam breaks the shi'bud. But maybe the rabbis came along, and you know what? I know the law. The law is your kunam is strong. But we're making a rabbinical enactment to strengthen the husband's shi'bud over the kunam. Why? We want the husband to get the money. We don't want now ladies starting to make kunams and get the money away from the husband. So could be the rabbis treated a shibud like this as not as if it's a collateral. Maybe they consider this over here, it's the husband's as if he bought it. Now, if he bought it, no kunam can take away something that already was. So which means maybe the rabbis gave the husband the edge over here. Well, in that case, the Gemara says, "V'acha lo itkar le'ela." Again, afilu achi yafir. But you know what? Still, you can make kafara. Shemi yigarshena. Listen to what's being said over here. Maybe he'll divorce her, which means like this. Really, you don't got to come out to the divorce technically. If you're holding that the kunam overrides the shi'bud, might make kafara now because bottom line, she broke the shi'bud, make kafara. And even if you want to tell me that no, the rabbi strengthened it in this case, and they gave an advantage to the husband that this kunam cannot break the shi'bud, still she should be able to do it. You know why? Shemi yigarshena. Because in the event of a divorce, it will be hal. In divorce already, now already, there's no shi'bud anymore. So since there's a case where in the divorce it'll be hal, you'll be able to do it even now. Are you going to ask me? But it's davar shelo ba'la olam. You're right, but you know what? Since really from the law, the kunam should be able to break it now, which is that the rabbis strengthened it, we're going to allow it to happen now, even on a future event. Because really, min hadin, she could break it now. I'll say it again. And this is the final answer. A lady makes a kunam against the husband. I'm not giving you ma'asei adayim. Her kunam is very strong, by the way. Kunam is like a kurban. Hekdesh. Hekdesh is mafkiyah midesh shi'abud. Technically, she does not have to give ma'asi adam. That's why the husband should have to make hafara. Because it affected him. And by the way, that's what the Mishnah is saying. The Hanan ben Nuri is saying, make hafara now. And ve'od, now that even if you want to tell me that there was some rabbinical enactment that they said, you know what? Normally I agree. Kunam breaks the shi'bud, but not in the case of a marriage. Maybe the rabbi said, this type of kunam is not going to break it. I'm going to give the power to the husband. Still, make kafara. You know why? I'll tell you why I can make kafara. Shimmi yigarshenu. Because maybe they're going to get divorced. And when they get divorced, what's going to happen? When they get divorced, now already there's no more shi'bud. Everybody agrees, if in the case of divorce, now already the husband loses his right. If we have to make kafara for that case, because what, they're going to maybe we marry each other. And now there's a shi'bud, there's a nedir. How can we marry her? She's not going to make the bed, she's not going to pour him wine. They can't live like that. So I'm worried about shimmi yigarshenu. So the Ran says like this. Even though normally you cannot be Mekdish Tavash Shalom Ba'ala Olam, and for the divorce situation it's Tavash Shalom Ba'ala Olam, but in this case, since Min Hadin, you'd be able to do it now. And it's only the rabbis that gave a strength to the husband, I'll be able to use the future item in order to say I can be Mefer it now as well. Which means the Kishin Gershen now, which means, say it better. Let's say the rabbi strengthened the husband. What do you mean strengthen the husband? They said, your kunam cannot break the shirmud. That's a rabbinical enactment, by the way. From the law, we're saying kunam breaks the shirmud. But let's say the rabbis came in and made such a strength. That means the husband is strong that your kunam does not break it. Therefore, technically, you don't even need a hafara. You cannot make such a nedim. The Rabbi Yohanan Ben Uri saying like this, but do it for the future. Do it for the Girushin. Because at the time of the Girushin, then the nedim is going to be hot because it's almost shirmud. Oh, but you can ask me a question. But that's a whole subject of it. How could you do something Devar Shalom Ba'al Olam? In this case, it's not considered Devar Shalom Ba'al Olam. Because since even when they were married, from the law, she can break it. It's just the rabbis came along and strengthened them. In this case, it's not considered Devar Shalom because she can really do it now from the law. It's just because of rabbinical strengthening. So therefore, in this case, Likshi Gershena make kafara. That clear? I'm going to say one more time again. And this really is the final answer of the Gemara. The final answer of the Gemara is like this. I just want to review now. If we can go back for a second. All the Gemara now in today's daf was trying to solve one dilemma. What's the case of the Mishnah when the lady made a neder, ma'asi adayim, are going to be asur, right, to the husband? Rabbi Yohanan says, Nuri says, make a farah, l'kshi gereshin, devash shalba la'olam. And you hold that a person cannot be Makdish Tavash Shalom Ba'ala Olam. So what are you doing? So the Gemara went back and forth. Maybe it's like a field. No, it's not like a field. Maybe it's like a collateral of a field. No, we showed all the Hedlukim. You cannot compare it to anything with fields. Okay. So the only thing that we can compare it to is what? Is a rule that we know already. The rule of what? Hikdesh Mafkiya Mide Shi'bud. Like the case of the guy that borrowed money. He put his ox as a collateral. Can get payment for it. Then he made it Kodesh, finished. He cannot take this as a collateral. So you see, the Hikdesh overrides the Shi'bud. Beautiful. Same thing over here. This lady has a Shi'bud. Her hands are Mishrubat to the husband. She's got to give him Ma'asi Adayim. She's got to work for him, whatever, make the beds, pour the water, wine, all that. So what? When she says, my hands are now Kunan, that's like saying my hands are a Korban, it breaks the Shi'bud. Therefore, the husband has to make Hafara, by the way, because you got ruined now. Because this neder is going to be hal. Beautiful. And that's the Mishnah. So one more question. What are you throwing me in when you get divorced then? You don't got to wait till you get divorced. Just say you have to make hafara. Yeah. Now, because you might come and tell me that maybe the rabbis, in the case of a marriage, said that a kunam cannot break the shirmud. Maybe they said, you know, the husband, we're going to give him strength. And therefore the kunam really is not going to be hal now. Still, if he puts the stipulation that make hafara, now, not for now, because now you don't have to make kafara. The rabbis gave the strength to the husband. But likshi gereshenna. Because if you get divorced, now there's no shi'amud. Once there's no shi'amud, what's going to happen? Now the neder is hot. He cannot be remarried. Because how's he going to remarry her? She's just setting herself for all ana'ah. Oh, beautiful. So that's why you have to have the kids of Gerushin. I can ask a question. But you're back to the same old problem. It's davash shobala olam. No, it's not Davash Shobalam. Because since really from the law, her kunam broke the shi'bud. It's just that the rabbis came along and strengthened the husband. So therefore, it's not Davash Shobalam. Because really, right now, the lady had strength to do it. But the rabbis put a hold on it. So for such a rabbinical hold, it's not going to affect for the future the Kishin Gershina. Because really, she could do it now. It's not similar to a case. It's not similar to a case where, let's say, a guy sold the field. And then he comes along and says, and when I buy it back, I'll make it a dish. Nah, you buy it back. That's out of your possession totally. This is really, it's really in her strength. This is the rabbis came along and put a hold on it. Okay, but really, it's my item. So that's why the kishigirshina will work. And that's the bottom line pshat of the Mishnah. If somebody would ask you, Ali kishigirshina is a devash shoba la'olam, it is not devash shoba la'olam. Kunnamot is like hikdish. Hikdish is mafkiya. Shi'bud. And what? And even if you tell me that the rabbis blocked it in the case of a marriage, the kishigirshina will work, kicks in. Why? Because bottom line, right now she technically would be able to have that in her jurisdiction, and therefore the rabbinical block is not going to affect what happens in the future. And that's the bottom line. Therefore, Shmuel is reconciled. Shmuel was posik Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri, beautiful, and he was posik Rabbi Yohanan Sandlar that held in Adam Magdish Tavashor Ba'ala Olam. Let me review you that case, just so you know what that case was talking about again. That was a situation over there where the lady was making a neder. And the husband, we said, should make a hafara, but the hafara was only applicable in the event that she dies. That was the situation where the lady has to die for his hafara to kick in. Since the lady's still alive over there, death is davar shelo ba'al ha'olam. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yohanan, he says, such a neder, you cannot be mefer, because it's a davar shelo ba'al ha'olam, you're banking on her death. Oh, good. So something that is lo ba'al ha'olam, in the chaname, we agree you cannot do. Mashiach, in this case, is not considered lo ba'al ha'olam. Otherwise, it is considered ba'olam, because she's making it on her hands. Her hands technically are like a korban mefkiya midei shi'bud. And even if you want to say they blocked it temporarily, still not going to affect the gabei de girushin. Even though lechaora has tevash shalom, no, because since technically she could have done it, she has her hands in her possession right now, just as a rabbinical block. Therefore, it is going to be mutar lehafer.